Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I am actually recording on my brand new MacBook, which I am super pumped about. I was not anticipating on having a brand new MacBook. However, things happen. My old one was coming up on 9 years old. I was really hoping to drag it over the line to the 10-year mark. However, it was just not in the cards. My AirPods actually took a little poop yesterday at the gym, so I had to make an emergency Apple Genius Bar appointment. And since I was going there anyway today, my husband was like, you know what, please, for the love of God, just treat yourself to a new MacBook. It is something that we both have been talking about for several years now. I was very stubborn, again, wanted to hold out till the 10-year mark, but since I was going there anyway to get my AirPods fixed, I was like, you know what, just forget it. So I got a new one. And, you know, as these things go, technology is not smooth. I thought I could just plug my microphone in and record today's episode during nap time. Turns out Mac has upgraded all of their new everything. So my, crusty old USB does not plug in. I had to buy a whole adapter for it, which was like very frustrating because like why, you know, like why? So I had to wait until like later to go back. It was just a mess. And then I get it. And now the microphone is just, it took probably like 30 minutes. Like you would think, again, finally got the adapter, you just plug the microphone in and it would work. No, it does. It's not that simple. So after a very frustrating half an hour, here we are. So we're here, we're good to go. We are able to record today's episode. So all of that to say that I'm excited to tell you all about what we ate in 1 week period, how I prepped, and what I spent on groceries and dining out for that particular week. We are talking about the first week in March, or I guess like the last week in February, first week in March. So thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to episode 121 of The Raw and the Cooked. And today we are going to go over what a week of eating and prepping and shopping looks like in our household for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to 3 young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. Okay, so thanks for tuning in and thanks for bearing with me. I know that the sound quality isn't the highest that it could possibly be today. I still have some tweaks and adjustments, but I just feel like this is good enough, so we're just gonna call it what it is. So apologies for the awkward sound reverberations that you're hearing. I do not have the energy to keep tinkering with it. It is good enough. Okay, so we're gonna do a Sunday through Saturday, and I'm gonna break down everything that we ate and we spent and how I prepped. So the Sunday that I'm talking about, we do Hebrew school on Sundays, and usually I'm able to sneak out and do a quick Trader Joe's grocery shop. So I did that before Hebrew school, and I spent $113 at Trader Joe's, and that is usually for about a week's worth of, that's like the lion's share of our grocery shopping. And I usually run out of produce or cheese or just like other random things. So I usually do a midweek shop at Aldi's. So usually I spend about $150 to $175 a week for groceries. And so this week, the Trader Joe's portion came out to about $113. So after Hebrew school, my husband and I were starving. So we decided we would take the kids to Shake Shack, which is getting super expensive. So for the 5 of us, although we don't really buy the baby a meal, he just kind of like picks off of everyone else's. So I would really say for the 4 of us, 2 adults and 2 kids, we spent $53. And since that wasn't enough money to be spent, we decided to go out for cupcakes and ice cream afterwards. It was a gorgeous day that particular Sunday. We took a super long family walk on the strollers. It was really nice. I guess strollers, plural, because my boys are in a double and my husband pushes my 5-year-old daughter in an umbrella stroller. So when we take family walks, we have 2 sets of strollers. Anyway, so on Sunday nights, I love having pasta. So I usually earmark some sort of pasta dish. It's probably tomato-based sauce, like my pasta bolognese, because again, there's just something super homey and cozy about pasta on a Sunday night. So Monday, my husband works from home. He works from home Mondays and Fridays. My daughter is in preschool Monday through Thursday. So I'll talk about what I pack her for lunch for preschool. But in the meantime, so for Monday lunch, I had chicken tacos that were left over from last week. And so that involved a super easy dump a bunch of chicken in the slow cooker, seasoned it with like a homemade barbecue rub that my friend gifted me for Christmas, which is delicious, by the way. So I've been using that on top of meats and chickens for like several weeks, and it's just been like an awesome staple to have. So you can always find like a taco seasoning online. So if you wanted to try a homemade one, or you could just pick up a package of taco seasoning. So it's super easy. I usually throw in a couple of cloves of garlic and an onion and just let that slow cook for about 8 hours and then just shred the beef or the chicken or whatever I put in the slow cooker. It is awesome. And I love to put it on top of salads or rice or whatever. So that's what I had for lunch this Monday that I'm speaking about. And my husband had the pasta leftovers from the night prior. And the boys usually they have just a sandwich or whatever. So yeah. And then that night I prepped some chicken thighs. I pan seared them and then I made a balsamic tomato pan sauce to top it off. My younger brother calls that my Big Mac sauce. He just finds it very similar to a Big Mac sauce, but like on the much healthier side. So that's, I guess I'm going to take that as a compliment because he's like a huge McDonald's fan. So I love my pan sauces. I have a whole episode about pan sauces. So go back and listen to that. So I paired that up with mashed potatoes, some couscous that I needed to eat up before it went bad. And then I just prepped like a little house salad. So it's usually like mixed greens and tomatoes, cucumbers, like whatever I have lying around in my fridge. And then that Tuesday, after soccer practice, I had yesterday's leftover salad for me and then just the standard PB&J and fruit for the boys. And they're both really into grapes right now and apples and bananas. So that's kind of just like their staple lunch, which is awesome. And then for dinner, I needed something quick, easy, and just like a sheet pan-ish type of deal because my daughter has an after school activity. So while my baby was napping for quiet time, I quickly prepped a meatloaf and then I prepped a couple of potatoes to be baked potatoes for that night's dinner. So Wednesday, I like to take the boys to the gym. They go to the little kids drop off area and I get to exercise, quietly in peace for about 45 minutes. It's amazing. And afterwards, again, I am 17 weeks pregnant. So the pizza craving is usually pretty strong. So Dewey's is a fantastic pizza place, near us. And so, we got takeout maybe like 2 weeks ago from there and we just overordered. And so I popped it in the freezer, that particular night. And so I just quickly thawed it out. So I pulled, you know, Dewey's from our freezer. It was super good. The boys and I shared, I think it was a mix of some cheese and some veggie and a little bit of meatball pizza. So it was like super, super good. And, Wednesday is typically salmon night. So I found about 3 questionable looking strawberries in my fridge. My daughter in her bento box, she loves strawberries, but I knew that she would pick over these strawberries. Like they did look like a little rough. So I decided just to chop them up, dice them up. I make a strawberry cucumber feta relish. And I also prepped sourdough while cooking and packing my daughter's lunch. So, usually like my husband will take the kids and just hang out with them usually around 5:30. So I can have about 45 minutes to myself in the kitchen to cook and do all of the things. So I, had fed my sourdough starter earlier in the day and then I went ahead and prepped the dough since I knew that I needed, a loaf for Thursday. And just a quick lunchbox peek at what I pack my daughter in her Bento Go lunchbox. So it's usually, she's really into cheese sandwiches. So it's like literally like a piece of bread with a piece of cheese on top of it. And she just loves it. We do blueberries or strawberries. Sometimes it's an apple. Sometimes it's pears. Sometimes it's baby carrots or grape tomatoes. And there's always like a little treat in the center, like maybe a Hershey Kiss or a small cookie from Trader Joe's. Sometimes she requests crackers or graham crackers or dried cranberries. So it's usually the same few things on repeat, but that's kind of like the formula. It's like a sandwich, a teeny little treat in the center, maybe a carb up top, and then fruit and vegetables for the rest. Okay, so the Thursday of the week that we're discussing, so after our baby's gym class, the boys and I do our Thursday Aldi's run, and we usually pick up apples and grapes and blueberries, bananas, hummus, baby carrots, maybe a bag of tortilla chips, maybe some more crackers, and of course, ice cream. So that particular Aldi's run came out to $41, and that's not terrible. I feel like I got more than I typically do. But yeah, usually like we're running pretty low on produce and just fresh fruit that I know my kids are going to plow through, and I'm not going to last until Sunday. And I don't want to overbuy. And like, I feel like this is something that I talk about with my mom friends all the time, because I could totally buy more on Sundays, but there's always a chance that the kids, like for whatever reason, will go on a particular strike of a food and not eat it. And then I'll like have like a whole pint of berries that are just going to rot. And then I'll have to like scramble and turn them into something last minute. My favorite example of that was my boys would eat like two bananas each every single day. And so I was going through like literally like 15 bananas a week. And then one day they both just like abruptly stopped. So I was like, I decided to get ahead of the game and just like purchase like a huge bunch. And like, here they are like sitting on my counter, like rotting. And so I had to make something. So I made them into like, you know, banana, chocolate chip, whatever muffins, which is fine. It's not a problem, but like, I don't ever really want to be in a position where like I'm scrambling. And all of a sudden my daughter decided she like no longer likes strawberries, and she's like only into blueberries for her fruit this week. And like, here I am with like a pint of strawberries that are just like rotting in my fridge. So my plan, I mean, they're not really rotting, but like, you know, they're going to go bad quickly. So I'm just going to turn them into like a smoothie tomorrow. I don't know. I'm probably going to use a banana that's like not doing super well on my counter. So like, I don't know, that's just sort of where the Thursday midweek shop came into play, which is like, okay, they plowed through all of those grapes. I'm going to pick up another pack, right? Like, so that's sort of like my thought process there. Okay, so anyway, when we got home from our Thursday Aldi's run, my older son had finished last week's sliders. I'm a huge hamburger person when I'm pregnant. I have to eat it at least once a week. I don't understand it, but that is just what my body and my fetus want. So instead of doing Shake Shack once a week, because again, $53 for four people, it's really expensive, I have been making them at home. So, except for obviously this past Sunday. So my son finished up the leftovers from last week. He loves pickles on top of his hamburgers. So he ate like half a jar of pickles and grapes. And I ate the rest of Monday's, or I guess Tuesday's, meatloaf and baked potatoes. And I made myself a simple house salad on top of it because, again, pregnancy. And so the baby took a super long nap that day. So I took that opportunity to go ahead and bake my sourdough loaf. And then I was feeling pretty energetic. So I went ahead and hard boiled a dozen eggs for breakfast, because that's typically what my husband and I like to eat. He likes it for breakfast. I usually have a hard boiled egg as a snack, like later in the day, usually in the afternoon. And I also want to, I was feeling really ambitious on Thursday. I went ahead and prepped vegetables for that night's minestrone soup. And so that particular Thursday, my dad flew into town. He was our visitor for the weekend, which was super fun. And we decided to do a minestrone soup and fresh sourdough for dinner. I usually have Thursdays earmarked for a soup night, especially in the fall and the winter time. And so this minestrone soup, I got from the recipe from a friend, and it definitely did not disappoint. It was so, so, so good. I'm actually going to put the link in the show notes if you guys are interested. Okay. So that particular Friday morning, my dad watched all three kids while I had a handful of appointments. And when I got home, as a little thank you, I went ahead and picked us up some lunch. There's like a Mediterranean fast food place. It's kind of like it's like a Mediterranean Chipotle. I feel like that's like the best way I can describe it. So that was $29 for two of these Mediterranean bowls. So worth it. They're so good. And my husband was home working with all day morning meetings back to back. So in between, he just went ahead and made himself a Trader Joe's frozen Indian meal. And I like to keep those stocked in our freezer because on days that he like is kind of on his own for lunch, it's just easy for him to, you know, put them in the oven and like take care of himself. And so Friday night dinner, I wanted something super nice because we usually do nice meals for Shabbat, Friday night dinner. So I roasted a whole chicken seasoned with rosemary and garlic, lemon, and red pepper flakes, which is so good. I paired it up with rice and a house salad and freshly baked homemade challah. And so that night I made a huge 2-cup batch of rice. So of course, you know, rice typically doubles when you cook it. So if you go ahead and use 2 cups of dry rice, that'll yield you about 4 cups of cooked rice, which is awesome because I love having rice in my fridge. I use them all the time for grain bowls. I mix them with vegetables and protein that I have left over from the week. So I always bulk up my rice if like I always make like way more than we need for that night, if that makes any sense. So for dessert, again, I wanted it to be a little special because it's Shabbat. So I whipped up chocolate mousse with homemade whipped cream, chocolate shavings, and blueberries. And again, my daughter said she was into blueberries that week, but she really like skipped out on a lot of them. So I was like, you know what? We're going to use those blueberries in the dessert. And it was a really big hit. It was a lot more prep than I typically do for Shabbat. But again, my dad was here and he watched all three kids for like a solid 2 hours. So I could just zone out in the kitchen. So worked out really well for everyone. And then that Saturday, we dropped off the big kids at my dad's hotel in the morning for breakfast, and indoor swimming and adventures at the playground. So my husband and I took the baby out to brunch and we had a delicious feast of eggs and toast and potatoes and bacon and sausage and coffee. And it was awesome. Neither of us really ate lunch. We were so full and basically until dinner. And for the two of us, plus like a little couple of sides for the baby, it came out to about $52 with tip. I thought it was fantastic, but we probably won't be back for a while just because the service was horrendous, unfortunately. And dinner that night was Chinese takeout from one of our favorite spots. We all went in family style on cashew chicken, orange chicken, Mongolian beef, vegetable chow fun, hot and sour soup, egg drop soup, vegetable pot stickers, and we decided to treat my dad. It was about $73 with tip. So this week was a pretty heavy dining out week for us. Between all of the meals we ate out, we spent about $227. Which is super high for us considering that our typical monthly spending out budget is about $230. So we obviously like blew through that in basically a week with my dad being here plus Shake Shack and like a couple of lunches out. But you know, like these things happen and like it's life. And for breakfast, I actually did a really terrible job of writing down what we had for breakfast each morning. So my big kids right now are on a mini bagel with cream cheese kick. Sometimes it's toast with cream cheese or toast with Nutella. or oatmeal with granola and cranberries. Maybe it's yogurt with granola and cranberries. Maybe it's scrambled eggs if I have the energy to make it. My husband usually has a hard-boiled egg and toast with Nutella, and the baby and I eat a combination of all of the above. Sometimes if the morning is super crazy, the two of us might just like pick off of what the big kids did not eat if I don't have time to like actually sit down and prepare the baby and I like a real breakfast, which is so sad. Also, when I go to Costco, I make sure to purchase their 12-pack of croissants because they are fantastic and they freeze beautifully. So I usually like keep 6 in the fridge and then I keep 6 in the freezer for like the week we're running out of croissants. I'm trying to cut down how often I go to Costco. Lately, I've been in this like terrible habit of going every 2 weeks and it's just getting really draining. So I'm trying my absolute hardest to only make a monthly Costco trip and just like buy absolutely everything that we go through. And again, it's like Goldfish and Cheerios and rice and flour and sugar and butter and chicken thighs and just so many other things. So part of me is like kind of scared to see what that bill would be. But the other part of me like just doesn't want to have to go to Costco like that regularly. So I don't know. It's a push and a pull. I just don't know if I'm like wasting energy or what is the lesser of two evils, like having a massive trip and then having to like unpack and like put away all of that in one go, but knowing that that's only going to occur once a month, right? So like, I don't know, like, is the devil you know better than the devil you don't know in that situation? So yeah, that's sort of like we ate and prepped and how we did everything for food and what we spent. So a total for our groceries for that particular week was $154. And again, our dining out budget like blew through the water at $227. I will say though that in my budget, I do earmark, I think like $125 a month just for like hosting and friends and family, because typically we have at least one friend or family member come visit us in St. Louis. So I just like to have a little bit of extra money there available to like treat them to a meal or an activity, or it's like always someone's birthday or someone always has a baby, right? So just to have like funds available for other people, I think is good. So yes, like total was $227, but in reality, I'm backing out like the two meals that we paid for my dad. And that is not coming out of like, it's coming out of like two different budget line items, if that makes any sense. Probably not, but anyway, it works for me in our daily budgeting. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And just to kind of give you guys a quick little peek into like how I do everything for the kitchen, I really try my hardest to go through our refrigerator every single day and constantly rotate and search and see what needs to be eaten. Like, is there half a bag of lettuce that like probably should be turned into something within the next couple of days? Then I'll, instead of like making that broccoli, I'll probably add a salad for dinner. Or I know that if I'm like running low on X, Y, and Z, like maybe to incorporate that in the upcoming meals. And so I think that's the beauty of having a really flexible meal plan, is that like I can kind of go with the flow and change things on a dime. The freezer is a huge ally. If you made too much of something, like for example, today I made a batch of slow cooked Korean tacos. So that was about a 2-pound piece of beef that I slow cooked with a bunch of different Asian sauces and condiments and ingredients. It was fantastic. But I probably made way too much and I don't think we're going to eat it, even though half of it is earmarked for another meal. So I'm just going to go ahead and put a portion in the freezer. And then that way in a week or 2 weeks or even in a month, that's like a meal that I can just pull out. And then all I have to do is add fresh rice with it, right? Like, so things like that, and sort of just like keeping an eye on what you have and what you want to make. So it's just like a fine balance. But the point is like I'm going through our fridge every single day to just like make sure that like the produce is constantly rotated and like, oh my gosh, we're now out of yogurt. Add that to the grocery list. I'll get that during my Thursday midweek shop, right? Like, so it's just like a balancing act. And I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So yeah, that's sort of all I have for you today. And I hope you guys have a good weekend.